and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 10th of January, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet Philip Levine, born in Detroit, 1928, worked in auto factories around Detroit, and took for himself the ambition to speak for those workers, which he did in books including What Work Is, The Simple Truth, and The Mercy. It was on this day, 1776, Thomas Paine published his political pamphlet, Common Sense, arguing for American independence from Great Britain. He'd only been living in America for 2 years, came over from England. The pamphlet sold more than 500,000 copies, more than any other publication at that time in the country. It's the birthday of the poet Robinson Jeffers, born in Allegheny, Pennsylvania, 1887, moved to the coast of California. He had inherited enough money to live on, and so was able to publish his own poems, and built a tower overlooking the Pacific. And it's the birthday of the historian Stephen Ambrose, born in Decatur, Illinois, 1936. His father was a small-town doctor. Stephen became a football star at University of Wisconsin, played both offense and defense. Might have become a professional football player, but he took a course with a popular history professor at Wisconsin and decided to devote his life to history. He was 28 years old when his first book was published. It was a biography of General Henry Halleck, entitled Halleck, Lincoln's Chief of Staff. Only a few thousand copies were printed. Ambrose assumed it had been read only by the academic community. But one day he got a phone call from former President Dwight David Eisenhower. He'd read the book on Halleck, liked it so much, he wanted Ambrose to be his own biographer. Ambrose wrote several about Eisenhower, including The Supreme Commander and Eisenhower the President, and he made the leap from academic to popular historian. Wrote many best-selling books about American history, including Band of Brothers and Undaunted Courage, Meriwether Lewis, Thomas Jefferson, The Opening of the American West. Participated in more than 1,400 interviews of World War II veterans, collecting oral histories of the war, and he was the founder of the National D-Day Museum, which opened in New Orleans in 2000. Stephen Ambrose, who believed that history was a matter of telling stories, and said, "There's no way to learn to tell a story so well as to stand in front of 50 students at 8 o'clock in the morning." Here's a poem for today by David Shoemate, High Water Mark. It's hard to believe, but at one point the water rose to this level. No one had seen anything like it. People on rooftops, cows and coffins floating through the streets, prisoners carrying invalids from their rooms, the barkeeper consoling the preacher, a coonhound who showed up a month later 40 miles downstream, and all that mud it left behind. You never forget times like those. They become part of who you are. You describe them to your grandchildren. But they think it's just another tale in which animals talk and people live forever. I know it's not the kind of thing you ought to say, but I wouldn't mind seeing another good flood before I die. It's been dry for decades. Next time, I think I'll just let go and drift downstream, see where I end up." A poem by David Shoemate, High Watermark, from his collection High Watermark, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.